And now this is a dictation for James Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N, October 1462. Addresses a letter to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, 466-5956. Dear Dr. Ernest, follow up for Mr. Wilson, advanced renal failure, underlying diabetic cardiomyopathy, excuse me, underlying dilated cardiomyopathy with low ejection fraction, Watchman procedure, has a defibrillator. Last visit was in August. Complaining of feeling tired all the time, an attempt to do a cardiac catheterization. They were not able to reach the coronary arteries, probably related to prior aortic arch interventions. He is going to go to University of Michigan Cardiology for an opinion. He's using oxygen only at night, 2 to 2.5 liters, only for long distances, uses a electrical wheelchair, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding or changes in urination, oxygenation, room air during daytime, 94%, denies orthopnea or sleep apnea, review system negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the Demadex, metolazone, potassium, amiloride, presently on hydralazine and bisoprolol. He is minimizing his diabetes treatment, only takes long-acting insulin if sugars are more than 200, probably no more than once a week, not using the sliding scale insulin, and also off the Ozempic. Today weigh 319, previously 314, blood pressure 112/60, left-sided, lungs are clear, device on the left upper chest. He's a tall, large, obese person. Black gentleman. Today, minimal edema. Presently, no oxygen. Next paragraph, chemistries. In January, creatinine 2.87, which is in the good side of his baseline. And that represents a GFR around 24, stage 4, has severely low potassium, stable low sodium and metabolic alkalosis, normal albumin calcium. There has been mild degree of anemia, 11.6, prior phosphorus not elevated. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 4. There is no indication for dialysis. At the same time, he is not interested in that. All these changes happen at the time of a vascular event in relation to his aortic arch disease and surgery. He has cardiomyopathy with low ejection fraction, prior gastrointestinal bleeding requiring a Watchman procedure, no anticoagulation, has a defibrillator, diabetes, poorly controlled as he's taking minimal medications, chronically low blood pressure, chronic fatigue, no need for EPO treatment, on a high-dose diuretics, on potassium and potassium-sparing diuretics. I wonder if he really is taking all the medications that he's supposed to. In the past, he has not done it. Getting a second opinion from University of Michigan. They were having technical problems to reach the coronary arteries, and assuming from prior thoracic aorta surgery. continue to follow enteric dictation,